George Amador, an assemblyman who's seeking to fill the newly created Senate seat in the Mohawk and Hudson Valleys, has sent a full-color flyer to homes in the district, prominently featuring Amador clasping hands with a smiling Governor Cuomo. Senator Mark Grisanti from the Buffalo area is running for re-election and featuring Cuomo in a television commercial.
The senator has worked on this project with his colleagues from day one, and they have been tireless, and they've had the goal in mind, and they've been like a dog with a bone.
You'd expect Democratic candidates running for the state legislature to use the popular Democratic governor's image to help their campaigns, but Amador and Grisanti are Republicans. They're among several GOP legislators who are using Democrat Cuomo to bolster their own election chances. Deputy Senate Majority Leader Tom Libous, a Republican from Binghamton, is running the Senate GOP's election efforts. Libous has sent out a mailer to his constituents. It shows the senator smiling and clutching Cuomo's arm, and says that Libous works closely with the governor. Senator Libous says those words are true. He says the GOP worked cooperatively with Cuomo to allow the gay marriage vote, cut the budget, and impose a property tax cap. And he says the association helps both.
I think it's good for the governor. It's good for us. People like the fact that the Republicans are working with a Democratic governor. And I think it's something that, for now, we're very proud of. And I think the governor is, too. So we're going to use our success and talk about it because that's important to keeping our conference in the majority and increasing seats.
Steve Greenberg with Siena College Polling says it's a smart move for the GOP candidates.
Republican lawmakers can read polls as well as Democratic lawmakers. And what they see is that the governor is extraordinarily popular. He's got, you know, approval and favorability ratings through the roof. And they want to try and bask in that glow a little bit.
Governor Cuomo, however, has not actually endorsed Libous or any of the Republican candidates who are using his image in mailers and on television. He's only backed two Senate candidates so far, and they've been Democrats. One, Joseph Addabbo of Queens, is locked in a tight re-election race. Addabbo provided one of the several votes needed to pass the gay marriage law, which Cuomo championed last year. The other is Democrat David Carlucci, a senator aligned with the Independent Democratic Conference, a group that often sides with the Republican majority. Cuomo, who prides himself on his ability to work with both parties during his first 2 years in office, has not objected to the use of his image by Republicans. Here's what he said about it in September.
If it's factually accurate, I don't have an issue with it.
Cuomo, who's had a friendly relationship with the Senate Republicans, more recently has offered a veiled warning to Democrats running for office who disagree with some of his compacts with incumbent legislators. Cuomo did not mention anyone by name, but Senator Grisanti's Democratic opponent, Michael Amodio, has said he's against the property tax cap as well as a new pension tier enacted by Cuomo and the legislature.
Theoretically, we are both Democrats, but you oppose everything that I'm trying to get done. So, what is the point that we happen to share this political label?
Republican Grisanti is also one of several Democratic and GOP senators who provided a yes vote to help same-sex marriage pass. Cuomo, when asked about whether he wanted the Republicans to retain control of the Senate or have the Democrats take over in November, offered a neutral response.
I want the Senate that the people of the state elect.
The governor's image on the flyers and in the TV ads may lead voters to decide that they want to elect a Republican. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.